The debate that has raged at 315 East Kennedy Boulevard for countless meetings brought out preachers and atheists who would routinely have their say during public comment. At times, the debate morphed into a theological discussion, with Christians arguing the case for God's existence. But atheists say that misses the point. All they want is a moment of silence. Today, council members said enough was enough. Councilmember John Dingfelder said it was time to move on.
We've heard how the community feels about this issue. And frankly, I'm comfortable with our current policy. It's been in place for quite a while. And I'd make a motion that we just affirm the fact that we're going to continue on with our current policy.
The atheists were not pleased. John Kiefer, president of Atheists of Florida, said that one's beliefs should be kept to his or herself in a government setting.
It's very unconstitutional. It's almost like being in a vice. What do you do? Okay, stand for invocation, you're an atheist. Well, are you going to pretend to pray? Well, that's forcing me into an expression that I don't want to do. Or do I remain true to my worldview and remain seated and communicate and express to the rest of the world and the community that's sitting in the audience that I'm a religious outsider? I don't want people to know I'm an atheist. I mean, that's my business, and I really could care less what religion is, what anybody else's religion is, and it shouldn't be none of anybody else's business. So.
Jason Rodriguez, another atheist who spoke at the meeting, said that the government's stance on the prayer issue may have more to do with this being an election year.
They've expressed that to our executive director, Rob Curry, that this is an election year. We're worried about our religious constituency. They are the majority, so... sure, it's probably in their favor to rule this way, and politics reigns in something like this.
Rodriguez said that this isn't over and that they'll continue to testify at City Hall on their right to have their existential views acknowledged.
But we're not gonna just give up now. This will be a nice fuel to keep us going. So we're not going away anytime soon.
From downtown Tampa for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.